Hey, I'll Scott Horton here to talk to you about this great new book by Michael Swanson, The War State, The Cold War Origins of the Military-Industrial Complex and the Power Elite. In the book, Swanson explains what the revolution was, the rise of empire, and the permanent military economy, and all from a free market libertarian perspective. Jacob Hornberger, founder and president of the Future Freedom Foundation, says the book is absolutely awesome, and that Swanson's perspectives on the Cold War and the Cuban Missile Crisis are among the best I've read. The poll numbers say that people agree on one thing. It's that America is on the wrong track. In The War State, Swanson gets to the bottom of what's ailing our society. Empire. The permanent national security bureaucracy that runs it and the mountain of debt that has enabled our descent down this dark road. The War State could well be the book that finally brings this reality to the level of mainstream consensus. America can be saved from its government and its arms dealers. First, get the facts. Get The War State by Michael Swanson, available at your local bookseller and at Amazon.com. Or just click on the book in the right margin at scotthorton.org. All right. Welcome back to the show. I'm Scott Horton. This is my show. Next up is Jason Leopold. Now he's writing for Press Freedom Foundation. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing good. You still write for Al Jazeera, right?
I do. The Freedom of the Press Foundation, which is the crowdsourcing foundation in which Glenn Greenwald, John Cusack, Trevor Tim from the Electronic Frontier Foundation, they started it to help fund transparency organizations and transparency efforts such as WikiLeaks and Center for Investigative Reporting, Muckrock News. I was one of the recipients for a crowdfunding grant. So every now and then I'll post something on their blog,
I get it.
Particularly on matters that relate to transparency.
Okay, right on. Well, and this is an important one. It's Clapper, the DNI, James Clapper, the felon, the guilty felon, as everyone in America agrees, 100% unanimously is guilty of felony perjury before Congress, which is a felony if somebody's not the DNI does it. It is a felony. He's just in violation of it and getting away with it is all. He's the guy that Obama appointed to head the committee that's going to double check and make sure that they're doing a good job.
They'll tell you a different story. I mean, basically, you know, back in August when all of the revelations about the NSA's widespread surveillance started coming to a head, the stories that were published in the Washington Post and the Guardian, Obama held a news conference to discuss some of this. And he said during this news conference that he would take steps to try and win back the public's trust. And some people took him seriously and others did not, just based on his track record. One of the things that he said that he would do is, call for an, quote, independent experts, a panel of experts, basically to get together to sort of scrutinize these NSA surveillance programs. And not long after that, maybe just a few days, we learned that the panel, the expert panel, would actually fall under the purview of the Office of Director of National Intelligence. And at first, it became sort of it was suggested that Clapper was going to have the oversight, that he was going to sort of head this independent panel, and the White House, as well as the Office of Director of National Intelligence, you know, they quickly tried to, you know, put out a statement saying, no, that's not the case. He's just going to, quote, facilitate, whatever that means, you know, the work of this panel. Mm-hmm. But the outrage regarding that was was a result of the fact that, you know, which you pointed out, that he was lying to Congress, not just once, but, you know, several times. And you know, that he was forced to, quote, you know, apologize for his erroneous statement. So, you know, this panel sort of got together, and there was clear that it was not an independent panel. You know, you had Richard Clark on it, Cass Sunstein, Michael Morell, a former, you know, CIA official. So people who had very close ties, you know, to the administration. And what happened, you know, several weeks later, back in September, they had their first meeting. And the meeting was attended by civil liberties organizations, privacy groups, technology groups, and but the public was not invited. Now, what the public probably was unaware of is that when Obama made this, when he called for, you know, for this panel to sort of be established, that essentially meant that it became an advisory committee. And an advisory committee means that it would have to fall under, you know, federal law, specifically the Federal Advisory Committee Act. And the Federal Advisory Committee Act, it's a 1972, you know, law that more or less says that, you know, the work that these types of committees do should be objective, and the public should be able to attend meetings and check out their minutes and, you know, see what they're up to, see what they're that in fact that they are doing, you know, the work in an objective, transparent manner. And so when this committee started, this NSA review committee started to meet, you know, so the technology groups went, the privacy and civil liberties groups went, but the public was not afforded the opportunity to attend. And that was sort of curious to me, particularly, as I mentioned, because it should have fallen under this, you know, this this federal law. So several weeks later, on September 22nd, the Associated Press put together a pretty scathing report, just more or less said that this committee is not independent. It's simply an arm of, you know, the administration. It's an arm of the Office of Director of National Intelligence. Even its formal name, which has Director of National Intelligence in it, shows that it's closely associated with, you know, the very same people who have not been forthcoming with Congress, lying to Congress. And that story in the Associated Press indicated that the that Clapper had exempt the committee from following the provisions of the Federal Advisory Committee Act. And that was, you know, to me, that was like, whoa, that's a red flag right there. And naturally, as you know, Scott, what I do is I immediately filed a Freedom of Information Act request.
Right.
And I asked for the written determination that showed that this, in fact, this committee was exempt, that this committee did not have to follow those guidelines. I was very surprised that, you know, that I received a response quickly. In fact, it was just a couple of days ago that I received that response. And there it was. It was a one-page memo for the record signed by Clapper, which said that he was exempting this committee from the Federal Advisory Committee Act due to national security concerns, meaning that none of their minutes, any records or documents could not be shared with the public because it may pose a national, you know, it may danger national security. And what was very interesting to me, however, was the date that he signed this. It was September 19th. As I indicated, the Associated Press published their story on September 22nd. And you know as well as I do, and you know the world of journalism, you're working on a story, you're probably working on it, you know, for more than 3 days, particularly if you're getting a bunch of comments and you're doing interviews and you're trying to chase down information. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't have any evidence, but it certainly seems to suggest that, you know, the Associated Press asked some questions about whether this committee was open, was opening its doors to the public, and if not, why not? And Clapper, you know, issued this memo, basically exempting them. And, you know, it's important to also note that the law, it was back in 2010 in the intelligence bill that Congress actually the Senate Intelligence Committee, this was backed by Dianne Feinstein and other members, that they slipped in an amendment into the intelligence bill that authorized specifically the Office of Director of National Intelligence, authorized them to exempt any advisory committees from following the provisions of the Federal Advisory Committee Act. And they're the only government agency that actually has that authorization. So, I mean, the CIA and, believe it or not, the Federal Reserve have a blanket waiver. So
they don't
have to follow it at all. But so it's interesting, and it's also, you know, important to note that that is likely the reason that this committee, this NSA review committee, was placed under the purview of the Office of Director of National Intelligence. So none of its work would be scrutinized. And, you know, once again, you know, the statements that the president makes about transparency, they're just, you know, these empty statements that are meaningless.
Well, but what I don't understand, what work are they even doing that he's got to keep from you if he says himself it's not classified, which is in effect saying he's perjuring himself when he says it must be kept secret on the other hand. But and this whole thing is just to goof around PR stunt anyway, right? I mean, what's the big deal?
It's exactly what it is. And I think that it's, you know, that certainly, you know, become clear. And in fact, there was no discussion, as far as we know, of any classified material in these, you know, in these open, you know, in these open meetings,
right?
Or rather, these meetings that were attended by, you know, the civil liberties group. So
right. In other words, like that would be the only argument that they have, right? Is, well, listen, we had to really break down how Blarney works to the people at you know, EFF, whatever, just
right.
Whoever they put on their committee to Richard Clark, hardly EFF. We had to tell him very, very top secret classified things so that we would be able to assess what to do about it. They're not even doing that. They're not even pretending to do that. They're only talking about the stuff that's basically already in the paper and not going beyond that. Maybe
right.
not even
and
going
it,
that far,
it,
right?
That's exactly correct. So then the question just becomes, why? And I think it's, you know, like I said, you know, Congress gave them the, you know, gave them the authority to do this, so they're doing it. And, you know, once again, the public just gets shut out of having any sort of, you know, meaningful discussion that, you know, President Obama promised with regard to this. So, again, you know, you have this secret, so-called independent panel supposedly scrutinizing these, you know, these surveillance programs. Nobody knows what they're doing. The report that they're supposed to release, or the interim report, was supposed to be released this month. The final report's at the end of the year. We don't even know when we'll get to see that. So, as you said, it all comes down to, or it certainly looks like, just a giant PR stunt.
Well, now, the groups, the actual interest groups that were allowed to attend that one meeting anyway, they reported pretty thoroughly what happened there, right? So what difference does it make to you, and what difference does it make to Clapper?
When you say what difference does it make to me, I mean, let me tell you what I was interested in just as a journalist. I wanted to see their minutes. I wanted to see, you know, records that they passed out, reports, you know, to be able to report on it. And I think the public would actually want to know exactly, you know, what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. Clapper clearly just doesn't want anything discussed. Even if it's not classified, he doesn't want anything discussed. You know, the NSA, up until, you know, the revelation started to surface in June, enjoyed quite a bit of secrecy. I mean, you know, you would never get a phone call back, you know, from their office other than, you know, no comment on this, you know, any specific program. So here, the, you know, the agency is under quite a bit of scrutiny, and they're continuing to go out of their way to, you know, essentially conceal whatever it is that they're doing from the public.
Right, and make it more and more obvious that They're exactly the kind of people who need to be reined in and not trusted with this kind of power, when the whole theory here is that a bunch of free people allow them to be our security force rather than we're their subjects and they get to tell us what to do all day like in the old world.
Right. I mean, it's funny that that they actually had the the director of national intelligence, Clapper's office, put out this Tumblr. Do you recall that? It was IC on the record or ICON the record, and it was this effort to try to be transparent, where they placed some of the documents that they recently declassified. But if you have an advisory committee, I mean, think of it almost as your city council, and it's open to the public. The public perhaps will get a chance to comment. They'll get to see what what's being discussed. There's a Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board, and they have access to classified material, and they discuss classified material. And those hearings that they have are open to the public as well. They are open to the public. So it's strange that he issued this. And as I said, the timing is coincidental. I mean, 3 days before this Associated Press report comes out, and the question just boils down to why, and why is he doing this? But it's just another example of this rampant secrecy, and these meaningless promises that the about transparency that the president makes.
Yep. All right, everybody, check it out. It's Jason Leopold at the Freedom of the Press Foundation. The website is pressfreedomfoundation.org. Oy. The article is Clapper Memo Reveals Rationale Behind NSA Review Group Secrecy. Good work, as always. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you, Scott. Have a good one.
You too. Hey y'all, Scott Horton here for Rocky Mountain Miners at rockymountainminers.com. Ever wanted to destroy the Federal Reserve System? Now's your chance. New free market currencies are making our fake government money a thing of the past, and good riddance. If you want to mine new bitcoins and litecoins into circulation, you need a computer set up to crack the codes to the new coins. Get the Prospector from rockymountainminers.com. It's ready to do the work right out of the box. Crack the equations, spend the money. Use promo code Scott Horton Show and save $100. Get all the info and get the Prospector at rockymountainminers.com.
Fact. The new NSA data center in Utah requires 1.7 million gallons of water every single day to operate. Billions of Fourth Amendment violations need massive computers and the water to cool them. That water is being supplied by the state of Utah. Fact. There's absolutely nothing in the Constitution which requires your state to help the feds violate your rights. Our message to Utah? Turn it off. No water equals no NSA data center. Visit offnow.org.
Hey, all, Scott here, hawking stickers for the back of your truck. They've got some great ones at libertystickers.com. Get your son killed, Jeb Bush, 2016. FDR, no longer the worst president in American history. The National Security Agency, blackmailing your congressman since 1952. And USA, sometimes we back Al-Qaeda, sometimes we don't. And there's over 1,000 other great ones on the wars, police state, elections, the Federal Reserve, and more at libertystickers.com. They'll take care of all your custom printing for your band or your business at thebumpersticker.com. Libertystickers.com. Everyone else is stickers suck. Why does the U.S. support the tortured dictatorship in Egypt? Because that's what Israel wants. Why can't America make peace with Iran? Because that's not what Israel wants. And why do we veto every attempt to shut down illegal settlements on the West Bank? Because it's what Israel wants. Seeing a pattern here? Sick of it yet? It's time to put America first. Support the Council for the National Interest at councilforthenationalinterest.org and push back against the Israel lobby and their sock puppets in Washington, D.C. That's councilforthenationalinterest.org. Hey, Al Scott here for MyHeroesThink.com. They sell beautiful 7-inch busts of libertarian heroes, Ludwig von Mises, Murray Rothbard, Ron Paul, and Harry Brown. I've got the Harry Brown one on the bookshelf now. Makes me smile every time it catches my eye. These finely crafted statues from MyHeroesThink.com make excellent decorations for your desktop at work, bookends for your shelves, or gifts for that special individualist in your life. They're also all available in colors now, too. Of course, gold, silver, or bronze. Coming soon, Hayek, Hazlitt, Carlin. Use promo code Scott Horton and save $5 at MyHeroesThink.com.